This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Got a new study saying that, well, one in three of us pretty much, yeah, one in three of us, one in three of the foods that we eat as Americans. That's really what I want to say. Take two.
Hey, cool, man.
Yeah.
Do-over, car.
Yeah. Nearly a third of all the food that Americans eat makes them feel guilty. Oh, how about that? Well, at least 60% of the time, I'm feeling pretty good.
What's the one thing that makes you feel guilty?
M&M's.
M&M's.
Yeah.
Oreo McFlurries.
Oh, yeah.
I cannot confirm or deny waiting in line for 40 minutes last night trying to get one.
40 minutes?
What? Okay, maybe it was 30 minutes. I could have easily got out of my car, went in, bought one, but I was like, I'm just going to stay in the drive-thru and wait. And then I finally get to the person, they're like, sorry it took so long, and it took everything in my power not to snap at them. I'm like, why am I snapping at this person? They're just overloaded with people wanting food. It's not their fault.
Nope.
But I was like, yeah, what the hell's wrong with you in my head? And I'm just like, no, not a problem. It's cool. Thanks for my McFlurry.
Maybe it's the food guilt thing. Maybe you're really mad at yourself.
Yes.
And projecting it on them.
Because I can't stop with those, man. I can eat healthy with everything else, but the Oreo McFlurry will forever be the bane to my existence.
Yeah.
See, you go with the McFlurry. I just go with the Oreos, man. Like, a sleeve, I'll put it away.
Wow.
Like, I can't have a package near me. I'll just keep eating them.
Yeah.
See, and that's the thing. I don't even like Oreos as a cookie.
Really? Like, that's bizarre that you like the McFlurry.
Whenever you guys bring in those Oreo cookies and we do, like, those taste things for Facebook Live or whatever, I'll have one, but I'm like, okay, I'm good. Nothing, but when you crumble them up, it's like a Butterfinger, too. Not a fan of a Butterfinger.
Oh, man.
But if you crumble it up and put it in a Menchie's, I will eat the living crap out of that.
It's the ice cream. It's the, yeah, yes, it has 100%. To be the ice cream.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't know. Is ice cream that tasty?
It is.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So basically, you put anything in ice cream, and you're like, but that's your flavor, Steve.
Yes. I don't like the M&M's one.
Yeah. It's probably because the M&M's are still, maybe they're harder. I don't know.
Yes, that candy shell.
Yeah.
Yep. I think it's definitely that.
And you get the, and maybe it's the right ratio of that Oreo flavor as opposed to having just all cookie and nothing else.
Oh, there have been times where I've almost asked for just an Oreo McFlurry with nothing in it other than just the ice cream, which I guess is just like a sundae, but then it's also a sundae without any hot fudge in it.
Yeah. So basically, you just
want a cup of ice cream.
You want a cup of vanilla ice cream?
Yes, it's so damn good.
But there is something about how they mix it, though, in a McFlurry. I don't know what it is.
Well, last night they didn't do a very good job. It was just a bunch of Oreos on the top and nothing else afterwards.
Well, that's not a McFlurry.
I was fine with it because I do just like the ice cream.
Oh, all right.
Mine is always pizza. Just because
a pizza McFlurry?
No.
They are delicious.
Yeah, but I mean, that works too. Yeah, no, it just mostly because people beat it into your mind that it's like so bad for you. And I'm like, I can't stop eating it, but I do feel bad afterwards.
That's
like,
kind of like me with burgers and fries. Like if I'm going to a burger place, I'm going to get fries with it and then I'll eat the whole thing. And then that's when I feel bad because everyone's like, it's so unhealthy.
Oh, if I see someone eating a burger with a salad, I'm calling the FBI because it's clear that that person's a terrorist.
That's true. Yeah, they're probably already on the watch list, but you should call anyway.
Right.
Yeah, you really should go. 20 minutes, by the way, is the amount of time that we feel bad. So Danny was talking about feeling bad. Average time is 20 minutes that you feel horrible about what you've just eaten. Yeah.
Pizza's rough because I can't. Two slices is not enough. And I know calorie-wise, it's more than enough. But I got to crush a whole box of pizza to feel full. Jeez.
See, I would feel guilty about that.
Yes. Yeah. That's why I don't have pizza.
Yeah.
You know what also is bad, too, is that when the restaurants put the calories on the menu.
Oh, that's yeah.
Just to make you feel bad before you even order. It's like,
It works for me, though.
It does.
It's not to make you feel bad, Danny. It's for health reasons.
But I'm with Danny, man. Part of me is like, I try and look at the menu items, and if it has calories on it, I try not to look at that part.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to see what I'm about to buy, because I will, and I know the reason's a good reason, but I will opt not to get something that has, like, this has 1,700 calories, but it's so freaking good.
I went into a place, and I was fully ready to get a cheeseburger, and I saw the calories, and I was like, guess I'm going with the turkey burger.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess it works in some way, because, man, our self-esteem is getting wrecked. More than half of Americans say that food guilt actually lowers your self-esteem, which means you hate yourself. Next thing you know, you're Steve wanting to snap at people with the McFlurries.
And then what do you do to handle that, the depression? You eat more food.
Yeah, this
is a slippery slope.
It is a slippery slope of a cycle.
Vicky, when you get a burger with the fries, you ever try and justify, okay, you know what, I'll be healthy and I'll get the sweet potato fries?
No, I'll take like one of the pieces of bread off.
Oh.
And then I'll feel a little better. I'm like, well, I'm not eating all the carbs.
Are the sweet potato fries healthier? Because I get those all the time. This is the perfect excuse, but I'm kind of not thinking that they
compared
are.
Compared to regular fries, it's probably like a hint more healthy.
You think?
I mean, they're still getting fried.
And they're both starchy.
Yeah, but one's not as tasty as the other, so I'm assuming that.
Wait, what?
Oh, sweet potato fries are the best.
Oh, shut the hell up.
Okay, cool. Damn. I'm with Steve.
What?
Regular fries are way better than sweet potato fries.
Way, way better.
No. No way. If someone offers sweet potato fries, I get them instantly.
Mm. I instantly think, what, are you on a diet?
Yeah.
Isn't that funny to think you're on a diet? I just think it's another flavor. I don't think either one's better for you.
Oh. Well, what the hell am I paying extra for then?
That's a really good question. They say they charge you, making you think you're doing good.
But I'm the moron also. It's like, I'll have the sweet potato fries, but can I get a giant thing of ranch so I could dip it in?
Yes.
Well, that's the only way to have sweet potato fries. Yes.
So it's not like it's really doing much better for me.
I mean, let's be honest. Everybody who gets a salad and gets a big tub of ranch, are you really doing anything good for yourself?
Yeah.
It's the only way that'll make salad palatable. Okay. I tried to use a big word.
Poor Vicky.
He succeeded.
Yeah.
It's been a long weekend.
Yeah, it has. Well, we've got this story about a drunk guy. I love this guy. Because he needed to get home. And, well, I think the way he got home was really, really interesting. He hopped on a school bus. Steve will tell you all about it. He's got the Migs report for you at 617 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle.
Well informed on the issues of the day? Not this guy. Live from the KISW News Center in downtown Seattle, this is the Migs Report.
Well, thanks, you guys. Thanks to Kia PR for giving us the Migs Report. It's a very special day. Rev, hit it.
Stop it, stop, stop it,
Sloppy Joe Day, everybody.
Oh,
enjoy yourself a Sloppy Joe. You guys even remember the Adam Sandler song?
Oh, I do.
Was it the Lunch Lady song, right?
Yeah.
Danny, no.
Oh, no idea what that was.
Wow.
I don't, you know, usually when you're around someone, you grow to like them even more and more over time goes on.
Yeah, I'm starting to like Danny less.
Hey. Yeah. I also don't like Sloppy Joes that much. So.
What?
Yeah, honestly, I don't care if you like Sloppy Joes or not. It was just an excuse to play an Adam Sandler classic.
Fair enough.
It aired in 94, the Lunch Lady song.
Oh, my God.
I was 4 years old.
I just figured that one's still kind of on, you know, a millennial still know that song.
Well, that's nuts, dude. I mean, it makes sense. If Vicky was four, Danny wasn't much older.
Damn.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I guess we'll have to stop referring to an Adam Sandler song for the millennials.
Dude, it's crazy, isn't it?
Saddening.
Isn't it hard to believe that Adam Sandler, like, people just don't even know who he is, and he was, like, the man.
And I'm with Danny. I mean, Sloppy Joes are fine.
What?
When's the last time you had a Sloppy Joe, BJ?
When's the last time I had a Sloppy Joe?
Yes.
Well, because of my current dietary situation, that doesn't make me like them a lot
less. The question!
I'm saying I don't have a lot of stuff I love anymore. And Sloppy Joe's really, I mean, it's just, delicious.
You can find ways around it. You can get some of that Beyond Meat and use that as the ground beef.
Oh, yeah. I just, you know, I mean, people just serve it on a bun, but I would have a Sloppy Joe soup. Sloppy Joe soup?
Weird.
Yeah. Isn't that just chili?
Yeah, it's not a Sloppy Joe then.
I know, but I can't have the bun that much. That's my problem.
Lettuce wrapped Sloppy Joe.
But I mean, there's seasoning to Sloppy Joe's that's different than seasoning to chili.
Get the can of Manwich.
Yeah, yes. See, that's why I can't do it. That was like my mom's cheat meal. Like, oh, we don't know what else to make. I'm going to go buy
and make Sloppy Joe's.
Oh, so it traumatized him like meatloaf does for some people.
Oh,
yeah. And I love both.
Oh, yeah. I'm with you. I mean, I'm not going to turn down a Sloppy Joe, but it's not like something I'm going to be like when my wife's like, hey, what would you like for dinner this week? I'm, oh, I'd like a Sloppy Joe.
I would be excited if my wife told me that. Instead, she gives you some bowl of some Asian soup. And if she had told me one day, hey, here you go.
How dare she?
Like, we're having our anniversary. If she goes, here's some of that Asian soup I bought in Koreatown, I'll be like, nah. All right, it's tasty, but where's my Sloppy Joe?
It's also a National Act Happy Day, and I'm sure a lot of people are hungover from St. Patrick's weekend.
Oh, yeah.
So act happy today. Don't be so mean to your coworkers.
It's going to be tough.
DJ.
People are not going to want it to be very noisy.
How about this guy? He's 20 years old. He lives in the Philadelphia area. His name is Dominic,
hey,
and he was drunk last Friday and needed to get home. Here's the thing. It was Friday morning. What kind of night was he having that he's still drunk? He was up all night partying. Figured, you know what? Instead of getting an Uber, which some people would try and do, maybe it's a little difficult in early in the morning. Not as many Uber drivers out there to help people, drunk people, get home. Because, again, it's the morning. He jumped on a school bus because he knew that the school was close to his place.
Oh, that's awesome.
Here's the problem, though. He decided he was planning on getting off at some point, but ended up riding all the way to the school.
Oh.
And that's when the school students told a resource officer, and they found Dominic. He was in the gym. They confronted him. He ran off, and they caught up with him in the parking lot, and he was arrested for trespassing.
And
also, apparently, you know, he's 20, so he's drunk. Not supposed to be drinking at the age of 20, so I would imagine he's also going to be in trouble for underage drinking.
There's a lot going on for Dom.
And I know a lot of people were wondering over the weekend. It was the big thing. Congratulations. April the giraffe gave birth to her fifth cow.
Oh, good job, April.
A baby boy. And named it Sloppy Joe.
Oh, did he? Oh, wow.
I really don't know.
Just don't name it Jeffrey, because apparently there's a lot of bad luck for Jurex and Jeffrey.
Just a rough go when it comes to toys.
Exactly. Jeffrey's not a good businessman, apparently.
Would you pay, you know, we have all these subscription services for like Hulu or Netflix or the WWE Network. How about if we decided to start working the subscription services into the world of food? Would you be in for this?
Ooh.
Because Burger King, they're offering unlimited coffee subscription for $5 a month.
Yeah. That's it?
$5 a month. You can get a coffee a day. You know, one per day. You can't, like, go there and get 20 coffees in one day. But it's $5 a month. So that equals out to be about 17 cents a cup if you went every day.
Wow. I mean, when you think of what I might spend on a Starbucks,
I know.
That is a hell of a deal.
Well, Starbucks is doing it too, but it's $2,000 a month.
Oh yeah, no, well that's fair. That's actually a good price.
$5 a month. If there was a Burger King outside, like right by our building, I would totally be down for that.
I'm with you. That's the thing is location for me because I mean they have tasty breakfast sandwiches too. They get a lot more money for me for that $5,
and that's what they're hoping is that people are going to go in there to get their coffee and be like, oh, chicken nuggets.
Yeah.
I would love some chicken nuggets with my coffee.
Chicken fries.
Chicken fries.
Yeah.
Maybe even an ice cream cone.
Maybe. And you can bring your own Oreos. Just crush them up.
There you go. Do your own homemade Oreo McFlurry at Burger King.
Yeah, that would
be. That's exactly what they want.
That's what you call meta.
Hey, congratulations, Gonzaga. Even though they had that loss in the West Coast Conference Tournament title game, they ended up being the number one seed in the NCAA Tournament West Region. So congratulations to them.
Isn't that something, how that can happen for them?
Huskies, 9 seed. They're going to face Utah State in the first round of the tournament. That all starts on Friday, and it's the first berth for them since 2011.
Good for the Huskies.
Go Huskies. Congrats to the Sounders. They won. They beat Chicago over the weekend, 4-2. How about these Sounders, man? 3-0.
We're undefeated.
First place, baby.
9-point monsters.
And your Boston Bruins, I don't know if you noticed what happened to them over the weekend.
No, I have no idea what happened to them.
Well, they had Conor McGregor go into their locker room to give him a pregame speech.
Is that the guy you want to? Okay.
Hell yeah, you want that kind of
inspiration.
I
thought he was having some issues.
Who cares? He sounds awesome and he punches
people.
All right.
Okay, fair enough.
That's all you need.
Okay.
Yeah, he was right. He was there for some kind of big parade that was happening, the St. Patrick's Day parade. So he popped into,
some big parade
they're doing over there.
Okay. Is that why there was a fight at the Dropkick Murphys show in Boston? Geez. Was it because of Conor McGregor's big speech?
It's just because it's Boston and people are jackasses.
Well, there is that.
Well,
anyways, he goes into the locker room, talks to them before their Columbus Blue Jackets game, and here's what he had to say.
Remember, nothing heroic gets done without support, without unity. We must back each other. We must support each other. Before you go out, look left, look right. Know that these people that are with you are your brothers. These are the people you need to fight for. Fight until victory. Boys, I wish you the best. This is your puck. This is your arena. Take these people out. Take no prisoners. Let's go, Boston Bruins. Let's go, Boston Bruins.
I mean, based on that speech, I'm pretty confident he knows nothing about hockey.
Yeah.
This is your puck?
Yeah, this is your puck. Yeah.
Hey, well,
look left, look right.
Yeah, okay.
Do stuff.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, it worked, though.
Yeah.
Because they won the game 2-1.
Woo!
There
so
you go.
Maybe kind of consumed by the New Jersey Devils locker room sometime soon. So I can actually watch a win every once in a while. They beat the Canucks. That was nice over the weekend.
Oh, jeez. How do the Canucks feel about that?
Probably pretty sad.
Yeah.
The Devils are the worst team, or one of the worst teams in the NHL.
Damn.
As far as weather, it's a big day, guys.
Why?
Yeah.
69 degrees. And sun. And thanks, Car Toys, for the Migs report.
It was gorgeous yesterday.
Yep.
Yeah. Yes. And you know, contrary to popular belief, I think if you guys would have placed a bet, because it was also Emerald City Comic Con, how much time was I outside? I wonder if you guys would have guessed that I actually was outside.
Would they have a board gaming setup outside?
God, that would have been awesome. Well, it ends early on Sundays. They ended at 5.
That's early.
So, yeah. So you left at midnight.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't. I would have stayed. We would have stayed, but they really kicked us right out. They don't let you stay in the convention center.
Oh, they're not messing.
No, they're not messing around. Now, if they, you know, if it was at the hotel at the Sheraton, like the board gaming area was there last year, we probably would have just stayed at the hotel.
Gotcha.
But no, it was at the convention center, the board game area, and they closed that bubby. They go, get everybody out of here.
I'm surprised you just didn't go find some other place to play.
Like some, like, underground board game.
Right.
Yeah, if there was one, but everybody.
Pioneer Square.
Everybody was done. I think it was a busy 4 days for everybody, and I think that everybody was just done. Vicky left early. Everybody left early.
Somebody texted saying, hey, Vicky, I can't wait to hear about your opinion and experience of the after party at Spin on Saturday. I don't even know the hell any of that
Oh,
means.
I didn't know that happened either.
What the hell is an after party at Spin?
So they had like a costumey party. There's a place nearby called Spin, and it was kind of like a nightclub, but there was like beer pong or ping pong. So many cool stuff going on. Unfortunately, there was a lot of ping pong balls on the floor.
Oh.
And my dumbass wants to kick one, and I totally slipped and fell on my ass.
Oh, damn,
dude. Like, covered in bruises today.
Oh, man, yeah.
She showed me his jaw.
I fell on elbow.
Ouch. How aggressive was this fall?
Like, it was one of the, you know when you fall, you kind of feel slow-mo, no, yeah, as you go down.
Yeah.
I didn't have that. I was just like, kick, on the ground.
Nice.
And I slapped the ground on my way down. Oh, God, it hurt.
Oh, Vicky. And even though she's short, she still, I mean, she wrecked herself.
Oh, yeah.
So what, there were a bunch of ping pong balls on the floor?
Yeah.
That's funny.
I mean, it was a cool place. I was just dumb enough to kick one.
Yeah, see, I would
sue them.
Yeah.
I would believe it if she said she slipped on one, but she actually intentionally knew what she was doing and still hurt herself.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, my friend kicked one at me, and I'm like, oh, yeah, you're playing soccer.
Oh, damn, dude.
Yeah, but other than that, it was pretty fun.
Yeah. Yeah, Vicky was done. Sunday, she was like, I'm not staying long.
Yeah, everything hurts.
I heard everything.
Somebody fortunately pulled out their cell phone and caught video of her after she fell. And this is what Vicky sounded like.
That's going
for
Well, you know,
she's falling on a ping pong
on the ground. Things,
right.
Yeah. Weird things happen.
Yeah. Wow. I guess it was a fortunate night for somebody since she was already down there.
Well, it's Comic-Con, and it's the perfect time to do her Chewbacca impression.
Right, exactly.
That's what it is, yeah. Yeah. Well, at least, you know what? While you were falling down, I was actually spending time in nature, so I did get outside. Thanks, because of daylight savings time, I mean, there was plenty of time to go out and, like, you know, spend some time outside after 5 o'clock.
Yeah, yeah, oh, absolutely. The sun's out.
Yeah.
Sun's out, guns out, right, BJ?
Yeah. How do you feel about it being this way all the time?
Yes.
With the law, I guess it's almost a law now where we never turn the clocks back ever.
Yes, please. I would be fine with that.
Yeah.
I would like it to stay bright out longer.
Yeah.
So I have no problem with that. Plus, then I don't have to worry about trying to reset my damn clocks in my house.
That's a nice thing. I agree with you. That's a nice thing. I don't see anything wrong with it. I mean, it's not like I'm jumping up and down to go, hey, let's make it happen. But at the same time, if it's a little lighter in the winter, how's that a bad thing?
I don't know. I really don't get it.
Yeah, I mean, I can't imagine anybody's protesting it, and hopefully you don't have to spend too much money to make this happen. The only problem is I think if we don't fall back, our Seahawk games or our football games will be a little impacted, or games we'll watch because of the fact that we will start them at a different time than everybody else in the West Coast. That's the only reason.
Well, we need to bond together as a country. Maybe this is that one moment where we all can bond together.
Yeah.
And just eliminate daylight savings time.
Or make it the thing, you mean.
Whatever it is. Yeah. I don't give a crap.
You know, you're doing a good job over there.
So long as I don't have to change the damn clock on my microwave, I'm in.
So you're in for more daylight?
Yes.
Okay, good. So you want daylight savings time forever.
And eliminate the daylight unsavings time.
That's what it is. Also known as standard time, but yes.
Okay. Daylight unsavings time.
Oh. Yeah.
You guys were talking about Emerald City Comic Con. We got a text. I saw Rev at ECCC, and I was going to say hi, but he looked freaking pissed, LOL.
Oh, I wasn't.
What happened, Rev?
I wasn't pissed at all, but I was. I decided to go hipster for the con and get the con crud before the convention.
Yeah, he was.
So I was recovering from it for most of the time. And so, other than that, some people came and said hi to me, and I was very nice to them. But yeah, just trying to get from one place to another a lot of the times, trying to get through the crowds if I had a place I needed to be, was kind of a bit of a pain in the butt.
I would like to point something out, if I could.
Yes, please do.
Because there is this phrase he brought up called con crud.
Mm-hmm.
And I like how he says, I wanted to go hipster and get con crud before the con. You realize you are the con crud.
You gave people the con crud.
I was recovering at that point. I wasn't contagious when I went out and was doing stuff.
Sure you
no
weren't.
Worries there.
I didn't know you were a doctor on the side. You said you know when you are and aren't contagious.
Yeah. I know my own body. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you were very contagious, along with my buddy Sean, who was sneezing and at one point sneezed all over the face of my buddy Josh.
Whoa!
It was hot. It's patient zero. I mean, so many sick people decided they were going to go to the con because, well, that's just what they do.
Well, you can't miss out on Emerald City Comic Con.
See, I think you should.
Why can't you, like, wear one of those, like, masks? I mean, that's the perfect place to go put something on that covers your face so when you sneeze, you're not sneezing on people.
I totally saw a few people wearing those. There are more people need to do that.
Well, no, those folks were wearing it to protect themselves from the people sneezing all over the place.
But I'm saying, like, you could put that on and then put, like, some crazy comic book character mask over it and no one would know. Or be Spider-Man with that mask on and be like, I'm sick Spider-Man.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
I like sick Spider-Man. So I am keeping my fingers crossed that I am still okay. I've survived, I think, so far two cons and haven't really got... And I was around people that were just massively sick at both of the cons.
Oh, we have an update about Rev looking like he was pissed. This person says, no, you were sitting in a booth, your arms were crossed with a resting bitch face looking menacing. Ha ha.
Yeah. He does that. Rev has RBF anyway. And, and he was...
Oh, yeah, I'm looking at a picture of the Rev at the booth. He's smiling.
I think at one point, I was crossing my arms. And I realized it probably isn't a good thing to cross my arms, so I stopped. So he caught me in the, like, 30 seconds I was like
30
that.
30 seconds.
And Steve.
A happy coincidence.
We should post this picture up for more people to see.
Uh-huh.
That Rev trying to smile pic, he looks so uncomfortable trying to smile. It doesn't look natural at all.
Well, it's one of those times when someone's like, I'm going to take a picture. And I'm like smiling. And I'm like, how long do I have to sit here and take this picture? And at some point, my eyes are like, okay, have we taken this picture yet? Yeah. I don't know what's going on.
He was only mad for about 30 seconds, guys.
Just 30 seconds.
Yeah, he's
got over it quick.
He's got a permanent scowl on his face. Like, smiling and you don't.
The other two guys at the table didn't seem to have a problem looking happy.
No, they looked good. It's just Rev. You could tell it's like, this dude does not smile much.
I'm just showing my teeth. It kind of works.
Oh, yeah. Just like any animal in the zoo. That's always a good thing. On Friday, Steve, he did get this one wrong.
In bowling, what is the term for knocking down all the pins with two consecutive balls?
Turkey?
No.
Double whammy?
No.
Split?
No.
Yeah, you know, it's that thing they call a spare.
Good job, buddy.
Look.
Yeah.
What do you want from me?
You want a shot at beating Steve? You know what we want from him? Wrong answers. And you might get them. You might be a winner. 206-421-ROCK. We're playing Beat Migs at 647 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. How do I know if bankruptcy is going to provide me with relief? What are the steps for my situation?
There's so much information out there about bankruptcy with the internet and what people have heard from friends and other people that they've talked to about their financial issues or bankruptcy. There's also a lot of bad information out there or urban legends about bankruptcy. In order to determine whether bankruptcy bankruptcy makes sense for you, you need to talk to an attorney that's experienced in bankruptcy. So in order to determine whether bankruptcy makes sense for you, you should talk to an experienced bankruptcy attorney. And right, my job is not to convince you to file bankruptcy. My job is to help you to make that decision and have all the facts so that you can make an informed decision about whether bankruptcy makes sense for you, what benefits it's going to have for you, and what the downside of filing bankruptcy is.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.